Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the program Bricks to Clicks. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with James Barnes, Mississippi State University Extension Service Assistant Professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics. James, what is this program called Bricks to Clicks?
Amy, Bricks to Clicks is an entrepreneurship program that we teach in communities all across Mississippi. We've done so for the past year and a half, almost 2 years now, where we go into a community, we work with a small group of businesses, sometimes about 5 to 7 businesses. We teach anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks, once a week in that community, teaching those business owners how to start and market their Facebook pages to promote their business. In some cases, we've helped them launch websites. So it's all about getting those businesses connected online, and we focus a lot on social media and specifically Facebook.
Okay, so who would want to be part of this and why?
Any business owner that's out there can take advantage of what Facebook has to offer. And what it has to offer is access to lots of people and lots of people who are active on the platform. That's why the advertisement revenues for Facebook are so great, is because people are actively on the platform. So anyone with a small business, an ag producer, lots of different individuals and businesses could take advantage of the platform.
Okay, and really quickly, you have some top 10 commandments that you want to talk about.
Yeah, these are the thou shalt list, okay? So number one is, thou shalt post more open-ended questions, not statements. People want to interact. They want open-ended questions, and that gives your customers a way to interact with you about your products and services. Number two, post good product and service photographs. Don't post pictures that are poor quality. The Facebook algorithm, which is what pushes information to us on our newsfeed, it won't push out those poor quality pictures. So it's actually doing you a favor by not spreading bad pictures on your business. Number three, post more videos. Short clips, 30 seconds, about new products, new services, any kind of a sale that's going on about your product or service. Number four, post when you have time. 70% of all interaction when you post takes place in the first hour that you post content. So stick around. Don't post and then go to bed, because you're going to miss 70% of the engagement that comes from that posting. Also, post during an optimal time based on what your insights data tell you for your page. Every business page has data behind it, the scenes, and Facebook gives that access to you so you can understand the people who are following you. And it will tell you when the best time of day to post is and the day of the week. Also, thou shalt post using good grammar, okay? People use slang a lot on Facebook and in texting too, right? But when we're on the page, we want to be professional. People expect to see the brand and good things about the brand. So use complete sentences, that sort of thing. Also, thou shalt not post personal pictures on your business page. Let's keep business life and personal life separate. You can drive people away from your page, and those are called unlikes. Also, thou shalt post positive things about your workday. Sometimes I have seen in the past, working with different clients, people will post things that may be taken negative. And so we don't want to do that. We want to stay positive. Things that are encouraging, uplifting, that's what people want to read too. And that's going to drive your engagement. Also, post often. You need to consider all the different times of the day and the week that you're going to post. And we explained earlier how to do that. But you also want to post frequently. There's nothing worse than going to a page and seeing that nobody has posted there in 6 months. So post often, at least once, twice, three times a day if you can, but 1 to 2 minimum. And also, always continue to learn about your Facebook page. There are lots of updates that come out periodically. Learn what those look like and use them to the advantage of your business.
All right, and we can go on Facebook. You have the publication that involves these tips posted, right?
That's correct. You can go to the Facebook page. It's called MS Bricks to Clicks. If you type that in the search box in Facebook, you can check out everything we have there.
How can we get in touch with this program?
Simply make a request. Contact me at Mississippi State University Extension Service, and I'll be glad to work with anyone who wants to get access to the program.
And what would the website be?
The website they can go to is msbrickstoclicks.com, or they can go to the Facebook page, same thing. They can type in msbrickstoclicks.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with James Barnes, Mississippi State University Extension Service Assistant Professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.